This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, hosting the audio Skype, joining you from Rome, Italy. David Knight is at the helm of the transmission. He'll be joining me again in the next segment to play another powerful video, and we can simulate, all we want in our heads how dumb the public is. When you go out and actually see for yourself in Austin, Texas, or New York City, or Los Angeles, California, and you say, let's put gun owners in forced labor camps for Obama. They say, yes, I'm sick of gun owners. Let's put them in slave camps. Let's get rid of freedom, ban the Bill of Rights for Hillary and make her a dictator. Yes, let's do it. That latest video is up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet it right now. We're going to repost it to the front page. It was up last night. And it just, again, illustrates how dangerous these people are. Well, of course, if they lost the common sense to stand up for the unborn, they're going to dehumanize everybody else, including the Bill of Rights and Constitution, including their own freedoms, because they're in this fantasy land, literal trance, medical trance, believing that because they support Hillary or because they support Obama, that magically through alchemy, then it makes it okay, because somehow when they fantasize about total dictatorial control, that makes them the big mommy now, the big dictator. And you see this to a certain extent when Republicans are in supporting tyranny under Bush, but under Democrats, it takes on a sickening, rotting, stinking, oozing, crudely beyond filthy aspect to it that is just obscene. But of course it's obscene. New Planned Parenthood video. First they denied these were real, then they said, okay, big deal. Now they're trying to block them in court. The new fifth Planned Parenthood video on Infowars.com. I hope this gets covered later. I'm sure it will. Talking about how it's just a matter of line items, intact fetal cadavers being delivered, close quote. They ensure we will deliver the entire cadavers. And then, of course, there's new evidence coming out that some of these groups keep the babies alive because you've got to harvest those organs lovingly, or there's a problem. And then I see people on YouTube going, well, of course, it's valuable organs. Let's sell them. Oh, but see, jackass, let me talk to those folks, you little greedy turds. Why don't you then get your girlfriend pregnant, change the market, and make sure you get 200 grand, which is not even half the money that's going to be made off the sale of the intact organs? Why not raise it to 9 months? Give birth to the child, like Peter Singer says, at Princeton, it has no rights, and then you can grow it up and then keep it alive stasis, keep it alive with breathing tubes and a feeding tube, and harvest the organs slowly and lovingly. Then you can get up to $1 million. Because if it's just a baby with no rights and no consciousness and no mind, because the bioethicists say so and the Watson computer at IBM says so, then go all the way. Go all the way, please, for us. And let's keep them alive till, say, age 5. Let's say your child's your property. And you can just grow them up till they're 5 years of age, have a blood type that matches some other rich kid, and then you can go in to take little Bobby or little Jenny or little Carol or little Fritz in and have them harvested, because that's what we've become as a society. While we cry about using the right words and getting rid of rebel flags and digging up Confederate generals to feel morally high ground and saying how incredibly courageous Caitlyn Jenner is with all the faux liberties. Meanwhile, we have dehumanized ourselves, and all of us now aren't sticking up for each other, so we are screwed, we are in deep trouble, and the devil, whether you believe that as an entity or not, is being turned loose to ravenously tear us apart. We'll be back with the most dumbed-down scum you've ever seen.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining us live from Rome is Alex Jones. Alex?
Thank you, David. Yes, Alex Jones here reporting live from Rome, Italy. I'm going to leave you here in a few minutes, and then David Knight's going to break down a lot of the latest breaking news and information. And the situation with dumbed down Hillary voters. And then towards the end of the hour, we'll get to a report where I ask the question, are we going to see the second fall of Rome? And of course, the mayor and others here have said in the London Independent that they believe the city is collapsing. And of course, as the taxes get raised and raised and raised, but it's bigger than just Rome itself. We're talking about Western culture. We're talking about the fact that Rome fell for the very same reasons that we see the globalist system failing, and that even though the globalists have designed failure into it to consolidate control, that very system that they've been exacerbating may be their downfall as well. But regardless, the collapse of the New World Order system will be spectacular, undoubtedly. In fact, every major culture and every major civilization has always degenerated and fallen. We see this throughout the last 6,000 years of recorded history and beyond in the deeper, older archaeological record. And now we see this just-in-time market. We see this maxed out population, the 7.5 billion people, with the globalists stifling innovation, believing that cutting back innovation will stifle population growth, when even the Royal Commission in 49 found stifling industrialization grows populations. So you add all the greed and anti-human corruption of the Malthusian eugenicists that run the planet into our real problems, some of which they didn't cause. It is a perfect storm. So I know David's going to be talking about this latest Mark Dice report after I leave, and then he's welcome to get into, because I know he's an expert on that, on the degeneration of civilization and culture, and, of course, your phone calls and more today. And then there are some special guests joining us here in the third hour. I will be filing a whole bunch of special reports now. You've already seen many of them at Infowars.com and on the Nightly News, but we're going to be focusing now on the Vatican itself Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I come back Saturday. So we're going to be really focusing on the Vatican big time because the Vatican is becoming a publicly global political system. It pretty much always has been to a certain extent, but there's been different agendas from the church. I'm not a Catholic, but I've studied it. It's part of history. It's very interesting. I like Catholics on average, found to be very upright, good, hardworking, pro-family, anti-communist people. So I follow Christ's lead. I judge a tree by its fruits. The new Catholic Church, blackmailed over globalist infiltration with the pedophile rings, will not speak out against the forced abortion garbage that's being funded by the UN. They will not speak out against Planned Parenthood, a Nazi eugenicist, well, proto-Nazi. It helped give birth to Nazis, so that's not fair. Mother of the Nazis organization. They only push socialism, communism, carbon taxes, every globalist fraud, centralization of power with this smiling pope they call Papa. And they've got indulgences to him everywhere here in Rome. It's truly disgusting. And there he is, sounding like Margaret Sanger meets Fidel Castro. And we're supposed to fall down on our faces when what's coming out of him is just unbelievable. And of course, even the Associated Press reported, and The Hill as well, that his approval ratings, are the lowest for any pope basically ever in the United States now, as people discovered who he was. As people discovered what he is pushing, but to the impoverished, dumbed down third world masses, it is the second coming of Christ. And so he's here to help bring in the world government, just as Obama is. It's just another sign this is the big push. And so David's going to be breaking that down, but we're going to be here. We're going to be in-depth investigating. We're going to be going into the Vatican. We're going to be talking to experts. We're going to be really intensely working the next 3.5-4 days before we return to the United States, the former United States, now under the Transatlantic Treaty, now part of the world government. But you could only have a pope getting away with not attacking abortion. When he first got in a few years ago, he said, Catholics obsess on abortion too much. They're too focused. And when I saw that, I said, whoa, something's going on. When I saw the mainstream media that normally attack Catholics saying how great he was, I said, whoa, we're in deep trouble. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. So we see the Catholic Church going from saying have kids to saying don't have kids. Abort them. Or saying nothing about it. Going from communism's bad to communism's good. Carbon taxes are a death sentence over the next few decades to over 1 billion people, Lord Monckton's own numbers show. And this can only be done with an incredibly dumbed-down population. So, David, I'm going to hand the baton to you here in a moment to play this Mark Dice latest video, because I speak hatefully of these people because they're well-spoken, they're cognizant, they are licking their lips with enjoyment to Mark Dice saying, we want to get rid of freedom, we want to get rid of the Bill of Rights for Hillary, you need to get out of her way. So we're told a woman would run things differently, yeah, like Queen Elizabeth II. I mean, it is just another cliche. And they're so engrossed on a power trip of reflected glory, imagining they're going to get all this power by putting a woman in there and all these free goodies, that they're openly embracing tyranny. This shows these people aren't a laughingstock. I always hear, oh, environmentalist wackos. are always here. Oh, you know, these dumb idiots want to ban the word, you know, or paper bags, brown paper bags, or this makes no sense. Ban the name mother and father. Look what the nuts have done next. That's not nuts. That's what some hail bop space cult would do. This is a hardcore cult. And I know you know that, audience. We've got to really get serious with these people and just say, look, you're freak cult members, totalitarian scum that live off the government, the people. You're an abomination. The Republican leadership, it can't even defund partial birth abortion that's taxpayer funded all over the country. You can't do anything. Boehner's a worthless piece of garbage. It's a joke he's even in power. Thank God they're looking at recalling that maggot. And that's why they want to bring in totalitarianism. We're going to skip this network break. That's why they want to bring in totalitarianism. So David has time to comment and play the video. Is because they know that we're going to peacefully take the system back and we're going to intellectually not, I mean, we're like selling snow cones in hell here. Hey, we shouldn't have foreign banks be tax exempt, rigging everything. We shouldn't be selling baby parts. There shouldn't be mobile execution vans in China, killing political dissidents. They shouldn't be putting fluoride in the water that Harvard admits lowers your IQ and gives you cancer. Here's their documents admitting they're killing us. There shouldn't be a forced inoculation. The president shouldn't be breaking in every day, taking over my cell phone with directives and orders and EAS alerts. This is a freak show. It's a joke. It's out of control. The people running this need to come back to earth. So I salute the hackers who are infiltrating these organizations and exposing their crimes. I salute the people, the true journalists, going in and showing the macabre baby sales. I salute everyone. That's what this is about. The stuff James O'Keefe done, the stuff InfoWars does. The stuff we all do, we aren't perfect. We don't claim to have all the answers, but we don't love death. We don't love lies. We don't love fraud. We don't sit around and go, yeah, let's get rid of the Bill of Rights. I mean, we want sanity. We want prosperity. We want justice. We want to be good parents. We want to build a good world. We want space stations. We want undersea stations. We want deep mining. We want innovation. We want free energy. We want to live longer. We want the life extension. We want all of God's promises that we've been given so far. You look at how the Romans, 2,000 plus years ago, could build buildings they can't even hardly build today. You look at what humans can do in the music of Beethoven and the poetry of all these great people, and you look at what civilization has built together and how wonderful humanity is. I'm sick of the ugliest, dumbest, spiritually most corrupt, wicked demons squatting on top of humanity, threatened by God's free will he's given us, and trying to destroy free will and calling it liberal. It's not liberal trying to force us to embrace all your forms of slavery and death. We reject your culture of death. We reject your fraud. The poison you put into us, we vomit it out. We crap it out. We sweat it out. We're done. We're free. The sun is rising. The beginning of humanity awakening is happening just as pure evil rises at the same time. Tectonic forces, make sure you pick the right side. Powerful reports coming up. David Knight, I'm going to hand the baton to you and the rest of the InfoWars operation, but I want to salute the listeners for making this entire operation possible.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alex. That's Alex Jones reporting live from Rome, and we just had his reports. We're going to have another report coming up at the bottom of the hour, and as Alex was pointing out, we had this report from Mark Dice talking to people in California about the Bill of Rights. It was picked up by Drudge, and yesterday I talked about Norman Lear, 93 years old, talking to television critics and saying, when I was a child, I knew that there were people who wanted to kill me because I was Jewish, but I had this Bill of Rights, this Declaration of Independence. I knew that protected me, that kept me safe because I was taught that in civics class, not being taught today. And, of course, he knows that as well as we know that. Look at these adults, as Mark Dice asked them, if they'll repeal the Bill of Rights for Hillary Clinton.
One of Hillary Clinton's primary campaign promises is to repeal the Bill of Rights to help with the New World Order. Do you think it's time we get behind her and support the repeal?
I think it is. I think we need change like they've been promising us for so many years. I think it's time to get behind Hillary Clinton and do
support her repeal
and support
the Bill of Rights.
Her? Yes, I really do.
They're just too old.
I think
200 years
old. You can't have the rules of yesteryear now.
Those freedoms are just so outdated.
It's so much has changed. So much has changed. People have changed. There's just, we live in a different world now.
We were just checking to see if the Hillary Clinton supporters support the plan to repeal the Bill of Rights.
I support it.
You support
it. I support it. Okay. I sure do.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Her plan to repeal the Bill of Rights, about time we do that for her?
I think it's a good time to look at it, for
good
sure.
Good time to look at repealing the Bill of Rights for Hillary?
Good time to look at it.
All right.
Hillary Clinton's primary campaign platform is to repeal the Bill of Rights, to move America forward. Do you think that's a good campaign promise? Do you think that we should get behind her, regardless of what political party you're with, to support the repeal of the Bill of Rights?
I do. I think so.
Obviously, you're Hillary.
I'm stuck in between. I'm a little Democrat and I'm a little Republican. I'm not the extreme of either or. So.
But you do support Hillary Clinton.
I do.
And so you support the plan to repeal the Bill of Rights, her big promise to move America forward.
Yes.
We're just checking. We're just interviewing Hillary Clinton supporters to see if they agree with her primary campaign platform of repealing the Bill of Rights. So you do support that.
I do.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One of Hillary's primary campaign promises is to repeal the Bill of Rights to help out with the New World Order. Do you think it's time, should we get over bipartisan differences and support Hillary Clinton's plan to repeal the Bill of Rights?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I haven't been following lately.
You think Hillary Clinton has the right idea to repeal the Bill of Rights to help with the New World Order?
Possibly.
You think it's time maybe we support that?
Yeah. Might as well. Let everyone do their own.
A little bit too old, I guess?
Somewhat. Outdated.
One of Hillary Clinton's primary campaign promises is to repeal the Bill of Rights to help progress the New World Order. Do you think it's time we get on board with her and repeal the Bill of Rights to help America progress?
Sure. I do. I have nothing more to say.
Nothing more to
say.
No,
I don't talk politics. Ask her. Let's see what she says.
What do you think about Hillary's campaign to repeal the Bill of Rights? Do you think it's time we do that to progress society forward?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it's time to get over partisan differences and support Hillary Clinton's plan to repeal the Bill of Rights?
I don't know. I really don't have an opinion with it.
It could be good. It could be bad. You're just not sure?
Yeah. It could kind of go both ways, depending on what exactly they're doing.
Repealing the Bill of Rights could be good or it could be bad.
Yes. I know. I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
You probably saw one of Hillary Clinton's primary campaign promises is to repeal the Bill of Rights. I think it's time we continue with the progressive agenda and support Hillary's campaign to repeal the Bill of Rights?
Well, you know what? I absolutely think I have an unorthodox way of thinking when it comes to politics.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with a lot of Hillary's policies. And I do agree with repealing the Bill of Rights, not entirely, but some of it does need to be repealed. But I'm a pro-black person.
Uh-huh.
So I come from an aspect of political aspect that relies on justice.
And that's
for
the Bill of Rights.
People. And some of the Bill of Rights should be
repealed
and restructured.
Which ones specifically?
Well, I'll tell you specifically. I'd have to recall it through research, but the ones that are relating to just injustices to the blacks, a lot of them they say they offer assistance to blacks in certain ways in the political aspect, but they don't.
So the Bill of Rights are a little racist, is what you're saying?
Not necessarily racist. They're just unjust. So
the Bill of Rights are unjust.
Yes, some of them, not all.
What do you think? Maybe 50% of them.
No, I would say probably a third.
A third of the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Unjust.
But this is just coming from a guess, you know, from actually having
more research on the Bill of Rights.
Doing a little research and could get more particular. But
okay.
Yeah, that's an honest opinion.
An honest opinion.
About the Bill of Rights.
There you go. That's a demonstration of what Norman Lear was talking about how the Bill of Rights is not taught in civics class. Instead, what they do is they talk about white privilege. So he thinks that there's something in there that protects individual rights that is racist. You see, what he doesn't understand is the things that we've seen with police brutality. Those things would not be happening if the Bill of Rights were being enforced and not violated. But, of course, it's not just Hillary Clinton. It's Republicans as well. Hillary would repeal the Second Amendment, as would most Democrats. And as that man was saying, well, let's just go in there selectively, take things out here and there. You know, because Marco Rubio, he would repeal the Fourth Amendment about searches and seizures because the NSA wants to look at what you're doing. Of course, Lindsey Graham has said, in contrast to the Sixth Amendment, shut up, you don't get a lawyer. Okay, well, shut up, Lindsey. You don't get nominated for president. You shouldn't even be a senator. So, yeah, they would all take bits and pieces of this. Look, the war on drugs and the war on terror themselves are ripping the Bill of Rights apart and have repealed the Constitution and the rule of law. So it's not a hypothetical, folks. They're willing to do this because they're blindly loyal to a politician, or they're blindly loyal to a party, or they're blindly loyal to this failed idea of a war on terror or a war on drugs. They get behind these concepts and they will rip apart the rule of law, destroying everything, going all the way back to the Magna Carta, the idea that we should be presumed innocent until we are found guilty, that we would not have inordinate crime, punishment put against us, that we have some real right to privacy, not just the right to privacy in terms of killing your children. That's not a real right to privacy. They don't fundamentally believe any of that. They don't believe we should have a choice about anything either. The same people who say that they're championing pro-choice are the same ones who want to force vaccines on us. They want to take away our informed consent. So, yeah, that's the world that we live in here in America, the world where people don't even know what the Bill of Rights are about. They have absolutely no concept of it, but they are blindly loyal to individuals. They're blindly loyal to failed policies that we have followed for decades. They're not getting us anywhere. One of the things we're going to talk about when we get to the debate is an amazing admission and a reversal from Chris Christie, apparently, on the war of drugs. I've never seen anything like this before from Chris Christie. He was just a few days ago talking about how he's going to stop the decriminalization of marijuana in Colorado and elsewhere. And as one person said, how in the world is he going to do that? And I tweeted back and I said, well, maybe he will close the lanes on the bridges and bring them to their knees. But now he's saying a different tune. Before we go to break, I want to let you know that we have a special at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet. You can buy two, get two free. 50% off. A great way to stock up now while it's in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Stock up for your preparedness. Right now you can get Silver Bullet half price off. Again, that's our 30 parts per million colloidal silver and a deionized base of water. And you can get free shipping. We've extended the July free shipping for one more week. We know that many people have been on vacation. A lot of people may not have realized that it was free shipping for the month of July. We didn't really push that too hard until the end of the month. So we want to extend that, give people an opportunity to take advantage of that, an opportunity to say thank you for supporting InfoWars. It's the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com that supports our operation. And, of course, you can get all of those for this week. We're extending the free shipping for all the products at InfoWarsLife.com. That even includes things like the products that we keep here in the warehouse that we don't have to transship, products like T-shirts and belt buckles and that sort of thing. So it's a good time to stock up on Christmas gifts. I was just talking to my wife. She went back to get something that she wanted to buy on special. She said they took all this stuff off of special, cleared it out. They're stocking the stores for Christmas already, and it's August. And so maybe you should think about your, well, you can get free shipping, getting some gifts for Christmas. Now, in terms of some of the ways that this country is devolving, I saw this report a couple of days ago, and I hadn't reported on it yet. There's been so much news happening. This is a report from Countercurrent News. A police department in Massachusetts is admitting that they only hire applicants who promise that they would not arrest other cops. How's that? How's that for not only corruption, but violating your rights? Because that's the way that they've been trained. We're not trained to know what our rights are. We're trained to think that maybe, you know, a third of the Bill of Rights are racist, because just our country is just racist in general. That's what he was taught when he went to school, when he went to the government school. They didn't teach him about the Bill of Rights. They didn't teach him about individual rights. They just told him that he was a put-upon minority. But, of course, then there's another minority, the men in blue, who are going to stand up for their own rights, and this group of people is not going to arrest each other. They say the Massachusetts Civil Service Commission officials wrote in an official investigation they were disappointed to discover that the city of Methuen gave higher ranking points to candidates who said they would never arrest a fellow cop for drunk driving. and they docked applicants if they said they would arrest a cop for violating the law. How's that? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones' report, The Second Fall of Rome.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, reporting from the capital city of Italy, Rome. This ancient city is so incredibly important to understand what's happening in modern times because much of our political culture, but also economic culture, came out of the city of Rome that had the largest world empire in history up until that time, except for Alexander the Great. And the Romans themselves had modeled much of what they did off of the Macedonian known world conqueror that came, of course, hundreds of years before, the legend of Romulus and Remus suckling from a she-wolf here at the center of the Seven Hills. What we do know is it was the Treaty of Rome in the late 1950s that founded the covert European Union that is now destroying what's left of national sovereignty and individual freedom. We have seen the private central banks install presidents in Italy and presidents and leaders in places like Greece. Truly unprecedented. And as we watch the world economic collapse be engineered, InfoWars knew that it was key to travel to Spain, Italy, and other countries to see for ourselves exactly what is happening. We're producing a documentary out of this trip that will air in about a month or so on InfoWars Nightly News. Rob Dew, InfoWars Nightly News Director, is here with us helping run camera. So is Buckley Hammond and, of course, myself. But you've got to get on the ground to experience it for yourself. Being in Spain, there were more foreigners than there were Spanish. There's just flotillas coming in from North Africa on a daily basis. Same thing with Italy. Just literally hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants a year as Africa collapses, as the Middle East collapses. And much of that is because of Western policies that are deliberately destabilizing Africa and the Middle East so they can be more easily controlled for their raw resources. And then the people of the West end up paying for it when these immigrant populations come in. The globalists then put them on welfare and use them as a new political tool, giving them voting rights in many cases to then be an outside political force to checkmate any action to kick out the globalists that have economically conquered these countries. So here we are in the birthplace of what has become fascism worldwide. Here we are in Rome, and some of the leaders of Italy, and of course the mayor of Rome and others, have said recently in the London Telegraph that they believe the city is on the verge of collapse. So we're going to be out investigating to see how serious the depression in Europe is. We're also going to be seeing if the unemployment is as bad as they say, upwards of 30%. It was 40% in Spain. We were in the Catalan area. We were in Barcelona, the wealthiest city in Spain, but still talking to the people off record, they were scared and said that things were not as good as it had used to be, and that was in the most wealthy sector of Spain that's been trying unsuccessfully to secede. But we saw literally tens of thousands, they were just on almost every doorstep and hanging off every balcony, of secession flags for the Catalonians wanting to leave Spain. And we know there's all sorts of moves in Italy trying to get out from underneath the European Union. That's why they're trying to use this crisis to bring in even more EU control and dissolve what local, regional, national sovereignty was left. So there's no check or no balance, no separation of powers like we have in the United States on the EU dictatorship that has been set up. But here we are, the place where Julius Caesar was stabbed to death after he brought his troops in from the north, crossing the Rubicon, becoming a dictator. Here we are in the place where Mussolini, the fascist leader, was hung up by his legs and basically spit on by tens of thousands. Here we are in the capital city of Italy, where so much of the fight for the globalist takeover is taking place. And we're going to be doing man-on-the-street interviews. We're going to be also traveling. I'm going to pick out on a map a random small town to go to in Italy, separate from Rome itself, to try to get a flavor of just exactly what's happening there. And so many people who are ignorant politically, not really our audience, but folks I see on YouTube, people commenting on InfoWars, say, you know, why do we care about Europe? Well, that's like saying, why do you care if the stock market crashes? Well, I don't own stock. I don't care. Well, if the stock market crashes, then most businesses will crash, then you'll be laid off. Or if you own your own shop or business, people won't have money to come in and buy from it. I mean, I know real business owners, people in the real economy know this, but so many smart mouths out there say, why do we care if China collapses or the stock market? Why do we care if Europe collapses? There's kind of this sick idea that I've seen out there that when somebody else does bad, we do good. No, that's not how trade works, especially when we've been globalized. When another nation does bad, we do bad as well. And that's what Ron Paul always talks about. It's time to stop fighting. It's time to stop having this wartime-based economy and get onto a free market economy. But the globalists don't want that. They're on record wanting managed crony economies where they control who gets the business. They control who gets the contracts. And look, I know the general audience of InfoWars, the nightly news, the radio show, the films, the readers of InfoWars.com. I know you already know all this. We need to get the word out to the general public because they're starting to wake up that there's a problem. They don't know what the solution is, and they're being sold that socialism and more collectivism and more wealth redistribution is the answer, not understanding the ultra, ultra, ultra rich are tax exempt, basically, and have diplomatic immunity, and they're the ones lobbying to raise taxes on the working person and on the middle class and on the new rich who create the economy that allows there to be a renaissance of ideas. The globalists are against economies, period, that are diverse because it allows choice. And voting with your euros, voting with your dollars, voting culturally for the products and ideas and beliefs you believe in by your free association doesn't allow them to run the world. And these people are control freaks. They want to dominate all these cultures and all these peoples and erase any form of national sovereignty. They're even trying to get rid of the national teams of Italy and Germany and England and others, saying that it's too nationalistic and just have them have, you know, like superhero names or things like that, like we have in the United States, because they don't want there to be any idea that there were ever any independent systems. And look, none of these countries are perfect. But when you get far removed imperial unelected governments, you've really got a big problem on your hands. So epic things are happening. Being in the city of Rome itself, coming into the airport, again, I see more people who aren't from this country than are from this country. Italians have the lowest birth rate in Europe, 1.2, 1.3 children for every two adults. Italy is dying. The West is dying. And look, it's almost racist, they say, to even want to have a Western culture. I don't want any culture to die. The Japanese have a low birth rate. I'm not Japanese, but they have a 1.3 birth rate. I'm very sad that their culture's dying. And you know, it's okay to have Japanese. It's okay to have Italians. It's okay to have Germans and Russians and South Africans. It's okay to have Mexicans. It's okay to have your culture. It's okay that you're special. If you choose to mix with other cultures, if you choose to be part of that, that's your right as well. That's beautiful. But globalism erases all original indigenous culture because it's based on family, on honor, on private property, compared to their plastic, synthetic culture of death. And that's what we're here exposing. And you notice we're having victories against Planned Parenthood, victories against ISIS being Western run. Humanity is waking up. But if humanity would just realize the power that they have, if you would realize that, and I know you do, but if you really realize it and got others to realize it, these tyrants would vanish like phantoms at dawn, to paraphrase Thomas Jefferson. So a ton of reports coming up from this incredibly historic city of Rome. We'll be breaking it all down. Spain was amazing. The UK is amazing. I've never been to Italy. This blows it all away. The vibe in Rome is really interesting. I'm told the Colosseum has a really bad vibe from people that have been to it. We're going to be going there and reporting. It's all coming up. InfoWars.com. Again, we're producing a documentary that will be out very, very soon for PrismPlanet.tv viewers. I'm going to throw this back to David Knight, co-hosting live from Austin, Texas, from the InfoWars Command Center, the house that you, the people, built. You are the resistance.
And that's Alex Jones reporting from Rome. And, of course, he's not the only one with his eyes on Europe. The U.S. government is spying on EU companies in order to control European industries. Of course that's what they're doing. That's why the Europeans are so upset. It's not that they're not spying on the Germans because they think that the Germans are a threat to the United States. They're spying on them because this is part of corporate espionage. It's part of the crony capitalism that's involved. They say the NSA's focus remains economic espionage, not international terror. This is an article up on InfoWars.com. Data collection is only a small part of the NSA's intelligence task. They say the main goal of the U.S. intelligence agencies is to control politicians and managers in Europe. Says the former head of the Austrian Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution. They actually want to protect their constitution in Germany. The guy's name is Gerd Polly. He said that in an interview. He said U.S. espionage activities are designed to reinforce American interest to control European politicians. He said it's no longer about national security as it was before 9/11, but it's become economic and industrial espionage against Europe. They understand what this is about. And let's take a look at the newest example of this. This is Windows 10. Incredibly intrusive. It spies on you by default. What's going to be done with that information? Of course, our government is trying to legalize and give legal immunity to the corporations to turn that information over to them. They call that intelligence sharing. That's what the several versions of CISPA were about. And, of course, they now have CISA. They've taken the P out because they don't want you to think about the fact that this is protecting the corporations from spying on you, from spying on other corporations. It's about corporate espionage. They say Microsoft's new Windows 10 operating system is immensely popular with 14 million downloads in just 2 days. The price of the free upgrade, however, may just be your privacy. This is RT reporting. Changing Windows 10's intrusive default settings is very difficult, as it is very difficult to change the default settings of government. Government's default setting is tyranny. Government's default setting is to control you. The founders of this country understood that. That's why they put in the Bill of Rights, because they knew that governments always default to tyranny, just like Windows 10 defaults to spying on you. And, of course, one of the things that you have to do, listen to what you have to do to stop it from spying on you. Tech bloggers have warned the privacy settings in Windows 10 are invasive by default, that changing them involves over a dozen different screens and external websites. And you know what? It's going to require us to get involved externally to Washington in order to stop this default tyranny that has developed. Is that going to happen, or are we going to be totally focused on the presidential horse race? Yes, it began yesterday.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather is clear, can do.
Yeah, they're all giving us the odds on who's going to win. Which horse is the Paul Revere horse? Well, unfortunately, there's not really many horses out there that are sounding the alarm about government tyranny. There actually, I think there is one horse that is a Paul Revere horse. Look at this article back in May 28th, where they're focusing on the horse race aspect of it, of course. Who's the most popular? And I think it's very interesting to go back and take a look at this, because this is, what, only about 2 months ago. It was the very beginning of June or end of May. Here we are at the beginning of August. 2 months ago, Bush, 10%. Carson, 10%. Huckabee, 10%. Rubio, 10%. Walker, 10%. Cruz, 6%. Trump, 5%. Christie, 4%. Did you hear that? Trump, 5%. Did you notice that Rand Paul isn't anywhere in there? Isn't that interesting? Well, you know, of course, that's because when Fox News put it up, even though Rand Paul polled at 7% ahead of Cruz's 6%, ahead of Trump's 5%, he was totally omitted. And then, of course, when MSNBC covered the same Quinnipiac poll, they included the top 7 performers, cutting off the graphic after Cruz and not showing Rand Paul there either. Instead of leaving Paul off their coverage, MSNBC decided not to show the candidates with substantially lower polling scores. Okay, so look at this. Look at the horse race. Look at how much things have changed since then. For all the people who think that this thing is over before it's begun, it isn't. But there is a massive amount of handicapping. Just like you heard those guys, they're going to go back and they're going to talk, well, I think this horse here can do it. I think that horse can do it. That's what this coverage is about. They're not talking about issues. They're not going to compare. They're not going to contrast issues. And you know what? Most of these horses are saying exactly the same thing. But here's what the Paul Revere horse says. Let's play. Last night was really a beauty contest, and Donald Trump was wise to stay out of it. Well, Donald Trump knows what beauty contests are about, so he stayed out of this one. Let's listen, to some of the sound bites that came out of it. Here's Rand Paul when he was asked about privacy.
What private information should the government collect from individuals to guarantee homeland security? Where do you draw the line?
Well, I think we should collect more information on terrorists, but less information on innocent individuals. We have a way now to get information. It's called the Fourth Amendment. You have to individualize suspicion. And actually, most of the times we've been attacked, we actually have had tips. We just didn't follow through on them. The 17th or the 19th hijacker, Massawi, we had information and we failed to get a warrant. It wasn't that a warrant was denied. The Boston bomber, we had information. We failed to pursue it. Same way with Fort Hood massacre. Had information and failed to pursue it. I think we can catch terrorists if we get more information on terrorists, but there's no evidence. There's 3 bipartisan commissions that say, you know what? The information we're capturing indiscriminately on all Americans hadn't caught any terrorists. It hasn't made us safer, but it has damaged our Bill of Rights, and it has damaged our right to privacy.
Senator Paul, but are you concerned that it might take some time in a terrorist situation with ICE or police or federal agents to stop a bomb going off if you have to get that warrant?
There's a lag
there are
here because
always imminent circumstances in which things can happen. In someone screaming from a building, you don't stop to get a warrant. It's the same way with the bomb. So there have always been exigent circumstances. But for the most part, you do need to get a warrant. And the real
question let's stop it right there. Of course, that conservative moderator is always going to come up, just like the people who say, well, you know, we have to have, we can't ban abortion because we need this particular exception or whatever. They want to destroy the Bill of Rights. And we've only got one guy who's going to stand up and say, yeah, all right, you've got a bomb that's happening. You've got a building on fire. We can do something about that. You don't have to get a warrant, obviously, for that. And as he pointed out, he's saying the same thing that the NSA whistleblowers have told us over and over again, that, yes, they didn't use information. The way that they are spying on everybody is creating a bigger haystack in which to find the needle. But we're going to hear, when we come back, the standard Republican line. And I think nobody gives that standard Republican line about how we need to destroy your freedoms to keep you safe. We need to shred the Bill of Rights in order to keep you safe than Marco Rubio. So we're going to play Marco Rubio when we come back. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, August 4th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We were just talking about the preliminary debate last night, the horse race aspects of it. people who were polling around 10% 2 months ago at the top of the pack now probably won't even make this cut for the top 10 when it comes to the Thursday debate. That's the horse race aspect of it. And, of course, at the same time we saw those kinds of numbers, we had Fox News deliberately omitting Rand Paul, who was doing quite well. He was at 7%. The highest was at 10%. But they omitted him while showing people that were polling less, that were polling 6%, 5%, 4%, 2%. They omitted him from the graphic, as you can see that graphic right there. He was above Ted Cruz. They just chopped him off, and it wasn't the only time they did that, and they weren't the only news media to omit him from the polls. We just had his response to the question about what do we do about the Bill of Rights? Shouldn't we sacrifice the Bill of Rights on the altar of being concerned about security? And of course, he gave a very good answer to that. We're going to have the standard Republican line from Marco Rubio coming up in just one moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have a flash sale today of vitamin B12 at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a 24-hour sale. It is 30% off of our Secret 12. That's a vitamin B12 formula. It uses nutraceutical grade B12. It's taken by mouth, so you don't need to get it injected. There's no needles, folks. It's a way that you can take it painlessly, orally, and have it very much bioavailable. Again, 30% off, and everything is free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com this week. We've extended free shipping for the month of July for one more week as a way of saying thank you to those of you who support our operation. Again, free shipping, 30% off, B12. You can get that right now. It's a one-day sale. Let's go back to the response from Marco Rubio. Later on in the debate, they brought Marco Rubio up, and the same moderator said, well, Rand Paul told us what he thought about thinking that the government is going too far. Really? You think the government is going too far in terms of spying on everything everybody's doing? Can you imagine somebody saying that at a GOP debate? Here's what Marco Rubio said.
Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Rand Paul, spoke tonight about his feeling that the government was going too far in trying to collect data and information on possible terrorist activity, even against individuals if they were innocent. Do you think that he made, or that effort to do that, to get away with that data mining, made this country safer or less safe? And do you also, second part of this, do you trust no one in the federal government will misuse our phone and internet records?
Oh, of course they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't lose them either, like they lost 4 million of their own employees' records.
As a member of the United States Intelligence Committee, almost on a daily basis, I review the threats that are coming at our country. And suffice it to say that we are living through a period that is increasingly more dangerous than any we have ever lived through before. All the attention paid to ISIS, and rightfully just ISIS. Al-Qaeda still exists. In fact, it's an organization looking to remain relevant. And the best way for them to remain relevant in their minds is to conduct a devastating attack against the United States. The al-Nusra Front is growing in power within Syria. The Khorasan group is actively plotting attacks abroad against the United States and our allies and our interests. And all these groups actively are engaging in trying to recruit and inspire radicals located within our own country to kill Americans and attack our interests here and abroad. These risks are serious. They are not a game. And in my mind, it's not a question of if we're attacked. It's a question of when we're attacked. And when we are, the American people are going to want to know, why didn't we know about it and why weren't we able to stop it? So we need every tool at our disposal, and we have lost information we used to have. Just in the last 4 years.
Okay, let's hold it right there, because I just can't take any more of the standard Republican line. Look, we all know by this point that you are funding and equipping these attacks, the real ones coming from ISIS. You have created real terrorists. You've created phony attacks by the FBI in order to sell us this twisted version of government. Stay with us. We're going to have a back and forth on the war on drugs with Marco Rubio and Chris Christie.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.